Hi, I'm Jen Chien, Managing Editor at KALW News. We really appreciate you listening to Cross Currents, and we'd really appreciate it if you'd support KALW by going to our website, klw.org, and clicking on that donate button in the top right-hand corner. We're in our fall membership drive, and we appreciate your support.
KALW.
You're listening to Cross Currents. From KALW News, I'm Hannah Baba. San Francisco's housing crisis is complicated. There's a shortage of housing, but there's also a shortage of workers with the training and the skills needed to build more. Over the last decade, construction companies without enough workers have just not bid on projects. Some contractors have even found they had to import labor from Southern California or Washington. KALW's Amber Miles brings us this story of one San Francisco program trying to make a dent in the worker shortage problem.
It's a brisk Friday morning in Heron's Head Park. Seabirds sing and swoop over cargo ships idling in the mist-covered bay. It would be a pretty peaceful scene if there weren't about 50 aspiring construction workers holding big rocks above their heads, panting and grunting their way through a series of squats and lunges. They're part of a program called City Build Academy. Jamil Gant usually works out at a gym with weights.
But with the rocks, you know, they're still just as heavy.
He wants to be a carpenter.
But it's kind of awkward and odd with just like a lot of the stuff on the job site. This PE we're doing here, they have the construction worker in mind.
The whole City Build Academy curriculum was built with the construction worker in mind. In this 18-week program, industry veterans teach subjects ranging from labor studies to construction math to blueprint reading. And of course, practical classes, where students try their hand at various trades. Right now, the class is demolishing an entire house out in the back lot behind City College's Evans campus. The academy is without a doubt physically demanding, but it's been a smooth enough transition for Jamil after serving 8 years in the Army Reserves.
Right off the bat, City Build, it reminds me a lot of the military. I think that they make it hard on purpose. It's not for no reason. It's genuinely to help us.
He's already looking forward to sharing his newfound skills.
I have a son. He just turned 2 in April, growing way too fast. That's why I'm so into getting into carpentry, so I can be able to learn all these skills and teach him the skills. I didn't get that from my dad.
Union construction work is well paid and offers great benefits. City Build lets unemployed and underemployed San Franciscans learn the skills and get the certifications to break into the field. Joshua Arce is a former civil rights attorney and one of Mayor Ed Lee's final appointees. He directs the City Build program.
It really had its genesis in a community protest that started when the 3rd Street Light Rail, also known as the T Line down 3rd Street, was making its way down into Hunters Point.
A neighborhood that, despite the city's investment in various workforce training programs, had seen persistent unemployment since the closure of the Hunters Point shipyard back in the 1970s.
There's a very visceral reaction to seeing something being built just coming into their neighborhood with no one from the community on the job. So community members and activists organized and shut down the T-Line, essentially stopped the project until the city and the contractors agreed that they would bring those who were outside with the picket line onto the job to work with tools and help build that line into the community.
Ultimately, people were able to go directly from protesting the T-Line to working on it. And the city did two things. First, it created City Build, one comprehensive training program available to all city residents looking to get into the trades. The second was a policy shift. In 2010, the city implemented the San Francisco Local Hiring Policy for Construction, a mandatory local hiring law. Now, if you have a contract with the city to build something, you're required to have at least a 30% local workforce and 50% local apprentices.
Put that groove, that plywood, the rock.
A group of students in safety goggles and matching gray Dickies work shirts gather around a heavy wooden shop table. They all watch intently as a cabinet maker with decades of experience under his belt shows them how to make a proper cut.
Plywood is a half inch thick, so I'm putting the blade a quarter of an inch.
Only some of these students will become carpenters, but it can't hurt to know your way around a wood shop. Whether they want to be iron workers, cement masons, or electricians, this broad education in a variety of trades can make City Build grads attractive hires.
See what it did there?
Everyone in the class builds a wooden toolbox, something they can bring to the job. It'll show their new coworkers they know a thing or two. And, of course, it'll remind them of their time at City Build. City Build keeps these connections going after graduation with alumni mixers and career liaisons. And of course, the alumni bump into each other on various jobs throughout their careers. But in order to benefit from a program like this, job seekers actually have to hear about it. And reaching out to communities with high unemployment is still a challenge.
A lot of people out there, they don't even know about this program.
That's another City Build student, Daryl Good.
I know, like, in my community, I'm from the Western Addition area of San Francisco. I see a lot of people that I grew up with, and it's challenging for them. I think if they knew about some of the different paths that they could take, life would be better.
Daryl only found out about City Build himself when he tried to join the Carpenters Union.
Went down to Local 22 on 3rd Street, and there was a lady there, and I told her my story, my history. And she was like, you know, they got some training classes at City College you could take. And I was like, I don't want to take any training classes. And she was like, don't judge it before you try it.
Like Daryl, Jamil can't help but wonder why he only heard about City Build a couple months ago.
Society, our parents, the teachers, it's all about college, 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 college. Go to college, graduate, get a job, live the dream. And as we all know, quite often it doesn't work like that anymore. I just wish someone, anybody, would have said another option would be to join the trades. You know what I'm saying?
According to the National Center for Education Statistics, the average bachelor's degree now costs about $100,000, and many people are still paying back student loans well into their 30s. City Build graduates can expect an average starting wage of nearly $24 an hour. And because there's so much construction happening in San Francisco, it's not unusual for an average worker to be making six figures after just a few years on the job. The shift away from vocational training and subsequent shortage of skilled tradespeople isn't just a local phenomenon. It's nationwide, and certainly statewide, says Carolina Reed of UC Berkeley's City and Regional Planning Department.
This is a problem in Oakland. This is even a problem if you think about Santa Rosa and the amount of rebuilding that needs to be happening there after the fires. We're just in a really constrained labor market when it comes to construction workers.
She says San Francisco has a specific problem.
That it's really expensive to live in San Francisco, right? So the extant labor pool that doesn't have a job just isn't very big. And so the ability to attract new labor into the construction industry is in part shaped by how many people are still there that might be lower income or without work, right? And it's just sort of challenging in San Francisco.
And the current pool of construction labor is less skilled than a decade ago. As a result of the 2008 recession, experienced construction workers were forced to find other careers, and many of them never returned. Less experienced tradespeople means jobs take longer, again, driving up cost.
You don't become an expert construction worker in a day. And so what we have is a mismatch between when those people are trained and when they were needed. Building up the workforce is really important. I think programs like City Build can really help with that. But is it going to solve our current construction cost problem? Probably not.
I catch up with Daryl and Jamil in the hallway outside their classroom. They're on inventory duty, sorting through a jumble of tools and cataloging everything in the supply closet. Daryl tells me he's been spending nights at the hospital. His fiance's in labor.
He's ready to come out, but her body's not ready.
How are you doing?
I'm cool. I'm a little tired. I was at the hospital until pretty late in the morning, but I'm cool.
Despite the lack of sleep, Daryl's still excited to fill me in on Jamil's good news.
It's the master carpenter right there. He just got hired by Webcorp. Starts Monday in the field.
Congrats.
Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
It's pretty exciting.
And it looks like Daryl might get a job on the same site.
It's possible. It's a possibility.
He's got an interview in 2 weeks. The following Monday, I get a text from Daryl, a baby announcement introducing his son, King Major. In the photo, I see Daryl with a big smile and a tiny baby in his arms. He looks utterly exhausted, but deeply content. When we catch up, he tells me,
"Before, if you would ask me what my future held, I would tell you it's blurry."
Now, he has a clear vision.
I see myself owning a house. I see myself going on family vacations. I just see myself being a role model, not only to my family and my kids, but just everyone else in my neighborhood and my community. Because they see me getting up. They see me when I come home dirty. They see me with my backs and my books. And, you know, they know that I'm going to be somebody. And I just feel that if I can do it, anybody can do it.
I visit a construction site in downtown San Francisco to see Jamil at his first day on the job. A superintendent points down into a skyscraper-wide hole where Jamil and another CityBuild grad are hard at work some four stories below.
Hey, can you come up? You and Camille, can you guys come over here? No, you're going to wear your hard hat. You don't have to do your hair, okay? Funny boy. Okay.
Jamil makes his way across the exposed iron floor and up a series of ladders and walkways, looking like a real construction worker now, in his Webcore hard hat and a bright orange vest.
Hey, how's it going?
Good to see you again.
Nice to see you.
For sure.
How's it going?
Well, so far so good. Gonna be on the layout team. I'm looking forward to it. I'm feeling good.
I let Jamil get back to work. Hopefully, in a couple weeks' time, he'll be joined by Daryl. And one by one, all the CityBuild grads will trickle into the trades. It may never be enough to fill San Francisco's depleted labor pool, but for these guys, it's a start. In San Francisco, I'm Amber Miles for Cross Currents.